Hey Eco Heroes, if you're ready to step up and set some New Year's Eco resolutions for the year ahead with me, then this episode is for you. Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. Well, we've come to the end of yet another year, which means it's time to take a look back at the year that was and set some intentions for the year ahead. Now, I'm not here to help you set intentions like losing weight or giving up smoking or connecting with family more. They're all great, don't get me wrong. I'm here to help you set some eco New Year's resolutions because, let's face it, they are super important. Now, you all know that saying, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Some people will say the egg came first because without the egg, a chicken couldn't be born. But then others say the chicken came first because without the chicken, the egg couldn't have been laid. Now, when it comes to our health and environment, I see them as being a little bit like the chicken and the egg. If we're always focusing on optimizing our health, and in our New Year's resolutions, that's generally the one that tops the list. Improving our health, losing weight, quitting smoking. And that's all fine, like I said. But environment does get to be a bit forgotten. What I'm trying to say is that we can't actually be truly healthy if our environment's not truly healthy. We're a product of our environment. China at the moment is experiencing the worst air pollution they've ever had, having to shut down cars off roads and even shutting down factories and things like that because it's affecting people's health. So if we're just going to focus on, you know, eating cleaner and exercising all the time, we haven't got the whole picture. So this New Year's, let's take a look at setting some eco resolutions as well. Now, I've always been a goal setter, action-orientated kind of gal. I love the sense of achievement when I hit my goals, especially long-term ones. And I also believe that sharing our goals helps to keep us accountable and on track. But before setting my New Year's eco resolutions, I always take a look back on what I did well the past year. Because looking back helps me to take pride and feel good about what I have done well, rather than feeling shit about the areas that slipped or where I fell down. I think this is really important, as confidence helps with momentum and optimism in moving forward. Okay, so I'm going to share my wrap-up of 2015 and also my goals for myself in the environmental space in 2016 with you in this episode. Okay, so this year, what have we done well in our family? I think we need to have a little bit of celebration because we've just wrapped up almost 6 years of continuous use of cloth nappies in our house. So at the end of 2009, when my eldest was 3 weeks old and we arrived back home after being interstate to have him, remember there's no birth facilities where I live, so I travelled to Melbourne, where my family are based, to give birth to my first son. It coincided with my little sister's wedding at the same time. But anyway, I digress. So when he was 3 weeks old and we came back home, that was when we started using cloth nappies. And basically, we have been using them in our household continuously up until about 2 months ago when our youngest toilet trained. So I think we deserve a bit of pat on the back for that. So that's almost 6 years of continuous cloth nappy use without one day, because our eldest was still wearing nappies when our youngest, second child, was born. So we had a bit of double up there for about 3 months. Another area I think we do pretty well in our house is with our meal planning and our food waste and cooking from scratch. I'm very, very comfortable and happy with where we are at the moment. I feel we have most things under control inside the house in terms of sustainable living. So we cook most of our food from scratch, including bread and pizzas and dips and yogurt and even cereal. My dehydrator gets a workout as well. So I'm pretty happy with that at the moment. Outside of the home, some areas that we have done well, Obviously, we still compost. We have a very limited veggie garden that has fallen a little bit. And we have had chickens for the last few years, although our flock decreased in size this year when we had a neighbor's dog get into our backyard. And then we had a surviving chicken from surviving two chickens after that. And we tried to add to our flock. But of course, you know, any new chickens get henpecked. So we've kind of waited until our two chickens died of natural causes before we can increase our flock. So our last chicken died a couple of weeks ago. So that's another area that I'll be focusing on in next year. Okay, so cloth napping, meal planning, and cooking from scratch. They're the things that I think have done pretty well for this year. Where we'd like to focus more and or basically what we'd like to do better next year include getting a decent autumn and winter vegetable crop back in the garden. In years past, we've had an amazing organic vegetable garden, especially before we had kids. And just over the years that we've had kids and just I haven't seemed to have had the time or prioritized the time getting back out there. Yeah, it has downsized and it's in need of a bit of attention. But our family's in a space this year where we know we can put the time in and get a really good crop going. Basically can't do a summer crop where we live because it's just too intense. Yeah, January, February, when we have tried in the past, the sun, we have shade cloth on our garden too, but just weeks and weeks of temperatures over the 40 degrees have really prevented a good vegetable garden that time of the year. So where we live, we can get two crops in a year, so an autumn and a spring crop really. So that's what we're going to focus on next year. I also really want to walk more and drive less. In August just past, I was diagnosed with a heel spur, so plantar fasciitis or whatever it's called, plantar fasciitis on my right foot. And it's made walking in any capacity excruciatingly painful. And this is a real setback for me because I'm a runner. I'd go for about three runs a week, about, you know, 30-minute runs. And, I've had to drop my runs. And, yes, I'm on the rowing machine and the bike and the gym, and it's just driving me insane because I really just want to be walking or running. But anyway, so my foot has caused a lot of issues. So I now wear orthotics, have been doing my rehab exercises, and my foot is very slowly improving. So I'm committed to keep looking after my foot so it continues to improve. And then after the peak of the summer and this disgusting heat is over, I'm really looking forward to being able to walk around town, you know, and drop my kids to school and around the activities. So just walking and them on their scooters and things like that, which is what we were doing like 6 months ago. So that's the plan. If my foot continues to keep bothering me, I'm probably going to look into getting my bicycle serviced and maybe a seat for my youngest on the back of that and having my oldest ride his bike. So looking at the cycling option, but basically I just want to be walking more and driving less, not relying on the car as much in this year ahead. But possibly a very big eco goal for us in 2016 is to install solar panels on our home. It might even surprise you that we don't have these already installed. And in fact, we were all set to go a couple of years ago when a solar panel installing company started servicing our small town. We even had them measured, quoted, and were just about to give the go-ahead to start when we had an unexpected event happen that basically wiped out our savings and more. So that awful situation has now passed. It did drag on for over 18 months. And it's put us back to square one in so many ways, but my husband and I are determined to get our solar panels this year. It is top of our list. Now, I share these challenges with you because sometimes life does get the better of us and we do get off track on our eco journeys. It happens to me too. You know, I've got young kids and a household and a husband who works full time, and it's hard to try and do everything or everything on your list. So it really comes down to prioritizing and just doing the best you can. So please, when you're looking back on what you did well in 2015 and looking ahead to things you want to improve, don't look and say, oh, I haven't done them well. Try and keep a positive mindset on them. It's important to be realistic and not try and do everything. Just do the big ticket ones that are going to make the biggest impact in your household. Because yeah, life can happen and shit can happen too, but keep your eye on the big picture and get back on track as soon as you're able to after some setbacks. Okay, so over to you. I'd love you to tell me what's one thing you've done really well sustainability-wise in or around your home this year, and what area or areas would you like to focus on more in 2016? Share with me on my blog over at lauratrotter.com, or even better, take a photo of what you're doing well and tag me on Instagram at lauratrotter.com. I'd really love to see where you're excelling and what your plans are for the year ahead. Now go out there, set your intention for 2016, and help make green mainstream. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofy Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.